Good morning. We welcome you to St. Elizabeth Seton Catholic Church. We are happy that you are here to worship with us. If you are a new parishioner, please contact the office of the sacristan after Mass, and they will gladly give you a welcome back. At this time, please take a moment to silence your cell phones. Deanery is participating with an evening of prayer and learning on Tuesday, November 30th at 5:30 p.m. at St. Scholastica Church. Please see the bulletin for details. Friday, December 3rd is the first Friday of the month. Our Lord will be exposed for Eucharistic adoration from 9 to noon. The feast day of the Immaculate Conception is December 8th. There will be a vigil Mass on December 7th at 4 p.m. and Mass at 8:30 a.m. on Wednesday, December 8th. Father Sojan will celebrate a Mass of anointing on Saturday, December 11th at 10 a.m. There will be a parish penance service on Wednesday, December 15th at 4 p.m. Prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. We are your friends against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God give you the only prayer and do that for us in the heavenly host. By the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and other evil spirits. Hail, Holy Queen, Mother of Mercy, life of our sweetness and our hope. To you do we cry, and as children be. To you do we stand up our sides, mourning and weeping in this night of tears. Turn then, most gracious advocate, your eyes of mercy toward us, and after this exile, show unto us the blessed fruit of your womb, Jesus. O clement, O loving, O sweet Virgin Mary. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the laws of the cross. Prayer intentions this morning are for the people, and our celebrant is Father Mike.
Sunday of Advent, Come Thou Long Expected Jesus, number 41. We'll sing one verse, then we'll pause for the lighting of the Advent wreath, and then we'll sing the second.
That as he came into the world to bring the good news to the poor and to heal the contrite of heart, so in our own time also he may bring salvation to all in need. And so we pray that the keeping of this Advent wreath may open our hearts to God's love. We pray to the Lord. Lord, hear our prayer. That the light of Christ may penetrate the darkness of sin. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That this wreath may constantly remind us to prepare for the coming of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That the coming Christmas season may fill us with peace and joy as we strive to follow the example of Jesus, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord God, we praise you for your Son, Jesus Christ. He is the Emmanuel, the hope of all people. He is the wisdom that teaches and guides us. He is the Savior of every nation. Let your blessing come upon us and this candle as we light the candles of this Advent wreath. May the wreath and its light be a sign of God's promise to bring salvation to all. May he come quickly and without delay. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank you.
response to the psalm, "To you, O Lord, I lift my soul."
Thank you. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on earth nations will be in dismay, perplexed by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will die of fright in anticipation of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of heaven will be shaken. And then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. But when these signs begin to happen, stand erect and raise your heads, because your redemption is at hand. Beware that your hearts do not become drowsy from carousing and drunkenness and the anxieties of daily life, and that that day may catch you by surprise like a trap. For that day will assault everyone who lives on the face of the earth. So be vigilant at all times, and pray that you have the strength to escape the tribulations that are imminent, and to stand before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
There's a story about a woman who was bound and determined that she was going to get all her Christmas shopping done in one day. So she went to the mall early in the morning thinking that she was going to be able to shop without all the crowds. But of course, there was all kinds of crowds of people waiting to get in the door as soon as the stores opened up. So she manipulated her way into the store and up and down the aisles, fighting with other people to try to see things and look at things and so on. She stood in line, it seemed like forever, at the registers to pay for the things that she bought. And finally, she felt that she had all of the gifts that she wanted to get for Christmas for her family. And so she walked out of the mall with her arm full of her presents and gifts in bags, towards the elevator to go down to where her car was parked. When the elevator opened, it was full of people looking just like her with their hands full of bags and presents. But they all seemed to be able to scoot over just a little bit to make room for her. And she kind of pushed her back her way in, the door closed, and she let out a big sigh. She said, "I don't know whoever invented this Christmas stuff, but they should be shot." And a few other people in the elevator kind of said, "Yeah, I know what you mean, yeah." And then a voice in the back said, "You don't have to worry, lady. He was already crucified a long time ago." Talk about a wake-up. Whoa. All of a sudden, that man put everything in its place, and the truth was revealed. This is the beginning of Advent. The season of Advent is made up of four Sundays. And two of those Sundays, these first two, are spent looking towards the future. The last two are looking towards the past. There's a great sculpture of a Greek god called Janus. He has two faces. It's like a face on each side, like this, looking in different directions. One is looking at the past, one the future. And that's kind of what Advent is about. And as we look to these two Sundays, speak about the future, what are we looking at? What are we looking toward? Well, the gospel said it pretty clear. We're looking towards those final days. We're looking for the time when our Lord is going to come down in judgment of the earth. and all of its people. We have a private judgment when we die, and then there will be the great judgment, the final judgment that we've all heard, when Christ will come again in his glory. At that time, at that judgment, he's going to ask each and every one of us certain questions. He's basically going to ask us, how did you live the gospel in your daily life? How well prepared are you to come and be judged? Those famous words at the end when it says, when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all of the angels are with him and he sits in his glorious throne, and before him he gathers all the nations, and he separates the people one from another as shepherds separate the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. And then the king will say to those on his right, come to me, you who are blessed by my Father, and inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Why? Well, because when I was hungry, you gave me food. And when I was thirsty, you gave me drink. And when I was a stranger, you welcomed me, and naked, and you clothed me. And when I was sick, you visited me. When I was in prison, you came to see me. These are the questions he's going to ask each of us. And hopefully, those will be the answers that we can give him. The purpose of Advent is to be a wake-up call for us, to look at our lives, you know, like what we're going to do this afternoon, what are you going to do tomorrow, what are you going to do the next day, and what is what you're doing about building up God's kingdom, and what of your doing is building up your own kingdom. There's a story, and it's a true story, happened in Texas not too long ago, where a man who worked night shift came home and found his house burnt to the ground, his wife and four children dead. All he could say was, I had two smoke detectors that I had bought 3 months ago sitting on the table. I came in every day, looked at those. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. And now he has lost his whole family because he's going to do it tomorrow. That's what Jesus is saying to us. Don't wait for tomorrow. Start today to start living the Beatitudes that he has given us, loving others as he has loved us. How much has he loved us? He loved us to the cross. And so he puts to each of us quite a challenge to live the gospel every day. And so how do we feed others? Well, there's so many opportunities, you know, to help and feed the poor. Places where you can bring food, there's shelters, there's money you can pay to put on dinners for people, those kinds of things. How do you clothe the naked? You have all kinds of opportunities. St. Vincent of Paul, giving donations, looking through your closet. I'm sure there's a few things that you could probably get rid of and give to these organizations that will get them to the poor. There's many different ways, just the way you treat one another as a family, how you respect and care for one another. When you're driving to work and home, how do you treat people? Do you slow down and just make the time a prayer? Or are you in a big hurry racing around everybody or cursing everybody out as they're racing around you? Every day there's opportunities for us to give back to God for what he has given to us. When we were baptized priests, prophets, and kings. You share the kingship of Jesus Christ that we celebrated last week. And as king, you are called to set an example of faith for others. I'd like to share this story with you about a king. And it kind of ties in with last Sunday's, but it also reaches forward to this Sunday as to what it means to be a king. And I can't find the paper. Well, that's okay because I can tell you the story off my head. There was this king, and he was getting old, and he had no heirs. So he didn't know what he was going to do. So he decided that he would find an heir from among the people in his kingdom. And the only thing that he put on it was that they had to be kind and loving and caring of others. Well, on the day of his time when he was interviewing all these people, there was a young man in a country, in a town in his kingdom that was noted because of his love and care for others and his willingness to help people whenever they needed it. And the people of that town wanted to send him to the king because they thought he would make a good king. And so they gave him a coat because it was freezing, and he gave him some food to get there and back. And so this young man journeyed to the town where the king was, and as he was walking through the main street, he saw this shriveled old man sitting on a bench with hardly anything on, and he was just shaking so cold. Well, the young man felt sorry for him, so he decided to give him the coat that they had given the young man for his journey. And he put the coat around this poor old man's shoulders. And he could felt that he was starting to calm down and to warm up. And he was stopping the shivering and shaking so much. And then he thought he had an idea. He had this food that he was saving for the trip back. So he gave the man his food, figuring he would find food somewhere. After that, he left and continued his journey to the palace, where he waited and waited in the room to be called in. Finally, they called his name, and the young man went in and bowed way down low. And when he picked his head back up, there was the king with the coat, his coat, over his shoulders. This is how the king found out the type of person would be a good king to follow him in his footsteps. For I was hungry, and you gave me to eat. I was naked, and you clothed me. Whenever we do this for the least of our brothers and sisters, we are doing it for Christ. You never know, the good that you do for others could have been Jesus Christ himself and that person. So today is the beginning of Advent. It is a beginning of an opportunity to make new resolutions, to think about ways that you can maybe reach out to others and serve them and help them in their difficulties. There's all kinds of ways to do this, and it's just up to you and your creativity to find the best way. I'd like to close with this. Someday, I'm having problems going through all my papers here, but someday, God's going to call you back to him. He's going to ask you all those questions. And this is the last thing that will be said or sung at your funeral. May the angels welcome you to paradise. May the martyrs greet you on your way. May you see the At this time now, I'd like to invite any couples who are celebrating their wedding anniversaries this month, if you could please come forward. Come on, don't be shy. We had a whole bunch of them last mass. Any other celebrating anniversaries? Hey, you look like you're there. On the day of your wedding, you stood before the altar of God and you vowed your love for each other. Today, in the presence of family and friends, you stand before the altar again, this time in striking testimony to what God's grace conferred in matrimony can accomplish in a husband and wife. As Jesus is a source of grace to his spouse, the church, you have been a source of grace to each other, helping each other to grow in patience and holiness. I know it hasn't always been easy for you, but you have looked to the grace of God to give you strength and to help you through. And now you have found in your lives together true peace, joy, and love. So I'd like to invite you to turn and face one another. Do you promise to be true to your spouse in good times and in bad, in sickness and in health? Do you promise to love your spouse and honor them all the days of your life? You have once again declared your consent before God in this church. May the Lord in his goodness now strengthen your consent and fill you both with his blessings. For what God has joined together, man must not divide. Congratulations. Give each other a kiss. So let us pray. Almighty God, look with kindness and love upon this couple who have just renewed their vows of love. They have come before your altar with happy hearts to offer you their thanks. Grant that they may continue to live in Christian love and attain with their family and friends the joys of many more happy years together. We ask this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Congratulations. God bless you. Pardon?
How many years?
50. 50 years. I invite you now to stand for our profession of faith. I believe in one God, the Father, the Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For our sin, for our salvation, he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the Giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken to the prophets. I believe in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. I confess my baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection. With joyful hope, now let us offer our prayers to the Lord.
For an increase in religious vocations, may the Lord bless those discerning priesthood or consecrated life with generous and open hearts. Let us pray to the Lord. For a world that will raise up servants to protect the vulnerable, especially the aged and the unborn, let us pray to the Lord. For those who struggle with questions about their faith, may the power of God's grace bring them peace and understanding. Let us pray to the Lord. For this faith community, may the Holy Spirit help us increase and abound in love for one another as children of our Heavenly Father. Let us pray to the Lord. Those who have died in Christ, especially Jay Harvey and Alex Donaldson, brother of Rosemary Cabral, may they live in glory forever with God and all the saints. Let us pray to the Lord. For the intentions we hold in the silence of our hearts, let us pray to the Lord.
Loving Father, please hear the prayers and please hear and answer our prayers this day in your wisdom. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
During the preparation of gifts, let us sing Maranatha, pronounced in this song as Maranatha, number 6.
Oh, yeah.
Except we pray, O Lord, these offerings that we make gather from among your gifts to us. So pray, my brothers and sisters, that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father.
May the Lord accept our sacrifice in your name, for the praise and glory of his name, for our good and for all of his holy church.
O Lord, these offerings that we may gather from among your gifts to us, may what you grant us to celebrate devoutly here below gain for us the prize of eternal redemption in heaven. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And so the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. For he assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design that you formed long ago, and opened for us the way to eternal salvation, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare only to hope for. And so with angels and archangels, with thrones and dominions, and with all of the hosts and powers of heaven, we sing the hymn of your glory as without end we acclaim. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me."
Oh,
We offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that partaking of the body and blood of Christ, that we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, Gregory, our Bishop, and all the clergy, religious, and seminarians. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, with Joseph, her husband, with the blessed apostles, Elizabeth Ann Seton, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, forever and ever.
Oh.
Behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my room, but only say the word. Thank you. Let us now stand and pray. May these mysteries, O Lord, in which we have participated, profit us, we pray. For even now, as we walk amid passing things, you teach us by them to love the things of heaven and to hold fast to what endures. We ask this through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Father Sojin had that one of those booster shots, and so he wasn't really feeling good this weekend, so he asked us to come and say Mass for you. And it's been an honor and privilege to. The Lord be with you.
Amen.
May Almighty God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have a happy New Year, and don't forget your New Year's resolutions, okay? God bless you.
Thank you, Father. As we're sent forth, let us sing together, Wake, O Wake, and Sleep No Longer, number 55.